Today, the conspiracy of the Uni Party to kill Cash. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. I'm joined by Robbie from the Citizens Body. Hi, Robbie. Welcome back. Show this evening, but a really important one because basically we saw the Uni Party in action yesterday. And we just know that the banks, of course, are cheering all the way to the bank, literally.
All the way to the bank, exactly. Well, so we have an update on the motion that we talked about last week, the disallowance motion, which we're quite excited about because as we showed last week, in just 24 hours, we were able to generate enough heat on the Senate that we got the numbers, we got the coalition and the Greens to agree to vote with One Nation for this disallowance motion. And just to recap slightly, the whole purpose of the disallowance motion was on the 1st of January, Jim Chalmers had implemented new regulations to mandate cash acceptance. And he was calling it the cash acceptance mandate, but it only applies to about 1% of businesses or even less, only to big supermarkets and fuel retailers. And all small businesses are exempt. And it didn't even apply to the things that his own discussion paper had recommended it should apply to, such as pharmacies, right? Because if they're not essential, nothing is. It's for people to get medicine. He's trying to sell this as this is the government's response to the need to keep cash alive. And our argument was, well, hang on, if you're going to have a mandate that exempts 99% of businesses, you're actually going to hasten the demise of cash, because right before the mandate, cash, there was a social expectation that businesses would take cash and it'd be up to them to explain to their customers, upset customers, why they don't. But once the mandate's in place that exempts 99% of businesses, they get to say to their customers, well, the government says we don't have to. And it's not that businesses would voluntarily not want to take cash, but the banks have created a crisis by closing so many branches and taking away the easy access to what businesses need to bank cash and withdraw floats. And so it becomes quite an expense, right? And this is something the banks have aggressively done, and they aggressively push for businesses to go cashless. And so this mandate we were alarmed by. And so the whole purpose of the mandate of the disallowance motion that Senator Malcolm Roberts put up was to say, no, this is a garbage mandate, go back to the drawing board and put pressure on the government to do that. So in the space of 24 hours, more than half the Senate saw the sense in that, and they agreed to support the disallowance motion. And as we discussed last week, Martin, what the government's response to that was this filibuster, where they deliberately chewed up the time so it wouldn't go to a vote. And we had speculated, and I feel really bad now about the speculation, that what the government was going to try and do is talk one of the parties out of supporting it, offer some kind of a deal. And what I feel bad about is I speculated that it might have been the Greens that they were going to offer some kind of deal to. Well, it turns out that was not the case at all. And what's happened instead is that as of yesterday, the debate happened, the vote happened, and it was the coalition who a week earlier had said that they supported the disallowance motion, that actually contributed to the debate about it, saying they would vote for it. A week later, it was the coalition who flipped, and they sided with the Labor Party. And this is why we're using the term Uni Party. It was the Uni Party parties who are united by their subservience to the banks who combined to kill the disallowance motion and basically to try and take this cash issue, sorry about that, off the agenda, right? So we've got some clips that people would really like to see, I'm sure. Just to give you a sense of how this works. But before we go to that, to those clips, Martin, I'll just let you make any comment.
Well, it's played out, I suspect, the way that the banks would have wanted. You know, they don't want to play with cash at all. They regard it as a cost which they shouldn't have to touch, despite the fact that, yep, to my mind, a bank and cash are absolutely intrinsically linked. And of course, as you know and I know, the point of cash is it gives you independence, it gives you flexibility in terms of what you do. You don't have to click the ticket every time you come due. And of course, the recent interchange amendments that the RBA have just brought in will actually put ever more pressure on the clipping the ticket on the way through the banks, because some of those hidden costs are being effectively whittled away. So it's becoming more and more critical from the bank's point of view to make sure that every single transaction goes through the electronic system, because we can charge you for it. Whereas in fact, the truth is that cash is critical, and you know, you cannot and should not be forced to use the digital systems, as well as the privacy issues and everything else. And of course, when the power goes down, you have a big problem. But this is a point of the Game of Thrones, right? So this is the parties effectively playing a little game of touch football, if you like, in the Senate. And look, frankly, when you watch these clips, you should be disgusted by the behaviour of those parties and the fact they're not working in the interest of the people.
100%. So we've got a number of clips, and I just to give people the best flavour of what happened. And the first clip we're going to play is from Liberal Senator Michaela Cash, WA Liberal Senator, and she's the leader of the government of the coalition in the Senate, the opposition in the Senate. And so she took the lead in making a speech as to why the coalition is going to vote against the disallowance motion and vote with the Labor Party. Now, so the first clip, just a short one, this is her rhetorical question, and I wanted people to hear this question because she tried to ridicule the idea that anyone would vote for the disallowance motion, because on paper, on the surface, it means you're voting against the only mandate that exists. So just play that clip.
So I'm going to ask again, why would any senator who says that they actually care about the fact that there are people who use cash in the economy would actually want to remove the only cash acceptance obligation that has ever existed in Australian law? The tactic, quite frankly, of One Nation is bizarre. It's a bit like a politician complaining about only getting $15 million in funding to fix roads in their electorate when $50 million is needed. And so they say, well, I'm going to take any of the money. Well, guess what? You now have zero. So let me be very clear about the coalition's position. Is the cash mandate adequate? No, it is not. And we have been very, very clear on this. It does got no nearly far enough. And we actually agree with Senator Roberts on that point. The government themselves, they failed when it comes to bringing in a regulation that actually aligned with the promise that they'd made to the Australian people, which was a broad mandate covering essential goods and services.
So that's the question she sets up, right? Why would any senator vote for this? Well, we have an answer in the next clip, Martin, and this is, we've gone back in a time machine to the week before when the debate first started in the Senate on this motion, and her Liberal colleague, her WA Liberal colleague, Senator Slade Brockman, he participated in the debate, and he announced in his contribution that the coalition would vote for it. All the coalition would, and explain why. Just watch this.
Please, Senator Brockman.
Thank you. I do rise to speak on this motion, and the coalition will be supporting this motion, and I will explain why. Because, and we just saw it from Senator Whittaker, how unseriously the government takes this issue, and it is a serious issue. It is a serious issue of economic freedom. It is a serious issue that other countries are taking very important notice of. And I just want to go through what some other countries have actually done in this space. And let's not try and paint these countries as radical right-wing nutjob countries. How about Norway? Norway, which has a strict law requiring merchants to accept cash, particularly for in-person services. Denmark, another very right-wing country, I hear, which maintains that most shops and businesses accept cash payments. Spain mandates that businesses must accept cash transactions for up to £1,000. France, strict regulations in place requiring acceptance of cash for all retail transactions. Hungary, Slovakia. I mean, these countries have in place these kinds of mandates because they realise that cash is integral to sovereignty and is integral to individuals' economic freedom. And what we have from the Labor Party is a deal done behind closed doors with no transparency, no consultation. They've completely failed to respond to the regional banking inquiry, which delivered its recommendation 660 days ago, an inquiry I sat on. And the fact is, these are very important issues and issues that must be taken more seriously than has been displayed by those opposite.
So what changed, Robbie? So what changed?
Well, that is the $64,000 question. And it one can only speculate, but one of the chief theories, Martin, is that the person who previously occupied Michaela Cash's job as leader of the opposition in the Senate was Senator Simon Birmingham, who is now the CEO of the Australian Banking Association. And the question we will get to the bottom of is, did Senator Simon Birmingham, or former Senator Simon Birmingham, now CEO of the Australian Banking Association, have anything to do with calling his old colleagues and say, no, 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 you must vote against this disallowance motion, right? So these are the things we'll speculate. But certainly what's happened is the two major parties have joined in lockstep, and they were not a week earlier. Now, back to Senator Cash, because I people need to see just how bizarre this got. I describe her, there was two parts to her contribution where she tried to change her persona a bit. Now, Senator Cash, I'll choose my word carefully because I don't want to sound too unkind, but she's not the warmest, softest, cuddliest politician in Parliament. In fact, she is probably, without a doubt, the politician with the hardest edge in Parliament. And twice in her speech, though, she tried to put on a different demeanour and do this super sincere, emotional act that I liken to Mrs. Lovejoy from The Simpsons. Won't anybody think of the children? Right? So the first time I saw it, I'm like, it nearly made me want to vomit, because this was an act. But anyway, play the clip.
The reality of what happens, you can live in hope that the government will do something, but you will then need to go and answer to Choice, Financial Counselling Australia, National Seniors Australia, COTA, and all of the others who have said the mandate doesn't go far enough, but please, for the sake of our members, the people who do use cash each and every day, do not get rid of it. Do not take away the ability for them to pay for their groceries. Do not take away that legal right that they have when they walk into Coles, when they walk into Woolies, when they walk into their servos to pay that bill. Please, when they open up that wallet, please ensure that there is a legal mandate on these companies to say to them, yes, that is legal tender and we have to accept it.
So what she's doing there, Martin, she's trying to claim there's going to be victims of this, and she's siding with the victims, right? The Liberal Party is siding with the victims. Just a quick aside on that. I mean, the difference between those, that, you know, she's talking about the different groups that represent seniors, et cetera, who are saying we need to be able to use cash. Mm-hmm. But because they're not politically savvy, these groups like we are, right? They're not there to say things that they actually said to them, that she admitted they said it didn't go far enough, but you know, we need to have this kind of thing. So they don't understand the dynamic that we've identified, which is if you don't disallow it, then the government will claim they've dealt with it and they won't address it again, right? So they don't understand that. So she's hiding behind these politically naive groups because they didn't call for the disallowance to say, you know, oh, we're identifying with them, and it's all an act. But it's just the way she put it on. I'm like, what on earth? This is, you know, come on, Michaela, pull the other leg. This is getting a bit rich. But then she did it again. Now, this is really important because on this next clip, this is the end of her speech. And I want you to watch her face as she speaks. Watch it very, very carefully. And then watch it as she sits down and look what she does. Because what you will see when she's speaking, she's facing the dispatch box. And on the other side of that, of the table, is the Labor Party. And so she's looking at Labor Party people as she's talking, right? And look at her face. You will see in the middle of this act, this Mrs. Lovejoy act, where she's acting so overwrought, almost about to break into tears, it sounds like. She's putting on this kind, affecting this kind of demeanor. You will see her make a little gesture with her face and a slight smile, a knowing grin at somebody to show you that this whole thing is a charade. And if you're not convinced by that, you'll see it when she sits down. Play that tape.
This country, we do not agree with the Australian Greens. This is going to be very ironic because I'm saying it in the same sentence, and One Nation, who want to take away the one protection that these people have. And in particular, again, when I look at the statistics, one in two Australians over 65 uses cash regularly. Well, guess what? The Coalition today is going to stand with the 1.5 million Australians who use cash for more than 80% of their in-person transactions. We are going to stand with the one in two Australians over the age of 65 who use cash regularly. We are going to stand with National Seniors Australia, the peak body for nearly 9 million Australians over 50. We are going to stand with Choice, together with Financial Counselling Australia, the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network, and other community groups who have said, please, we are with you that the cash mandate does not go far enough. We absolutely agree with you there. But please, you are the Australian Parliament, do not take away from us, when we so desperately need it, that one legal right that we have, and that is the ability to walk into Coles, to walk into Woolies, to walk into the servos, and to actually use cash. And to the Greens and to One Nation who mock me and laugh at what I say, shame on you. Because the outcome is you don't support cash and you don't support the right of those Australians.
Senator McKim.
Well, thanks very much, President. Look, firstly, I want to be very...
That one legal right that we have...
Senator McKim.
Well, thanks very much, President. Look, firstly, I want to be very...
What a joke.
I couldn't, but I mean, come on, I'm thinking... If you're going to put on a charade, at least act the part, have a poker face. She couldn't even maintain that, right? These people are laughing all the way to the banks that own them. Seriously. And there's someone on the other, there was someone on the Labor side that she was in cahoots with in having that kind of expression. And this is why we call them the Uni Party, Martin, right? They have, you know, there's so much sound and fury signifying nothing in the chamber. And most of the time, it's purely a charade, because on the big issues that affect the big vested interests, they are quick to toe the line. You can push them. We had successfully pushed the Liberals to take a different position the week before, but because the Labor Party had succeeded in postponing the vote and avoiding a vote that night, then the powerful interests were able to go to work and bring him back into line, and clearly. You know, Michaela Cash was part of that equation.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but it's so typical, isn't it? We see this again and again and again, that effectively, you know, the powerful shadow behind the parliament are those major commercial players, like the banks and the miners and other people too, who can actually have huge, huge influence on what happens. And it's always in the favour of those large corporates against ordinary Australians. And, you know, I'm very conscious of those people out in the regions who now are finding it difficult to get around because the fuel is not available.
Yeah.
They're being forced effectively to go, if they need to go into banking, what do they do? Because the digital networks aren't actually sufficient out in those regional areas to be able to actually facilitate digital banking. So they're absolutely corkscrewed. And I'm afraid that our politicians just continue to play by the old rule book, which is that effectively their only interest is to serve their corporate masters.
Well, look, we're slowly changing it by virtue of the fact we're slowly changing the makeup of Parliament. so that you're getting more voices in there that are reluctant to toe that line, right? And so we'll see that in the next two clips, because the first one, I want to play the whole speech by Senator Nick McKim, the Green Senator. It was magnificent. And you'll see he addresses the issue very effectively. He explains why the reasoning of the coalition is wrong. He explains the importance of the cash issue and why this mandate was garbage, was utterly rubbish and should be forced back to the drawing board. But he also acknowledges the amount of contact that they received, which we generated, right? The Citizens Party and our allies were able to generate. So that was magnificent. So just play that clip, because this was an excellent contribution to this debate.
Senator McKim.
Well, thanks very much, President. Look, firstly, I want to be very clear that the Australian Greens will be supporting this disallowance moved by One Nation, and fair to say we don't often agree with One Nation, but on this very narrow circumstance we absolutely agree with One Nation. And we agree on this because cash is absolutely critical in our society and in our economy. Cash matters, and it matters because so many different people rely on cash for inclusion, they rely on cash for choice, they rely on cash to purchase the essentials of life, and cash is necessary to ensure basic resilience in our society and our economy when digital systems fail, as inevitably they do from time to time. Now, let's just rewind to when Labor put out the consultation paper on cash. That proposed a far broader cash mandate than Labor actually brought into the parliament with the instrument that this debate seeks to disallow. So Labor watered down its own original proposal, and as a result, they've presented to this parliament a cash mandate that is extremely narrow in scope. And the Greens will vote to disallow this instrument because it would force the government back to the table to introduce a cash mandate that was more broad and would provide greater protections and a broader mandate for the use of cash in our society. It would have done except for one thing, and that is the speech we just heard from the Leader of Opposition Business in the Senate. Now, I don't know who wrote that rubbish for Senator Cash, but let me be very clear. Everyone in this chamber knew the Liberals were supporting this disallowance last week. So my first question is, how did you get bought off? What did the government buy you off with to make you change
Senator
your position
McKim,
from last...
Resume your seat, Senator O'Sullivan.
Yeah, impugning motives. I would like to know what the Greens
Senator,
did, what the
Senator
Greens got
O'Sullivan.
For their 22 bills
Senator
in their guillotine.
Senator O'Sullivan, let's not play games. Senator McKim.
I withdraw. What I will say is this, President. Everyone knew that the Liberals in this place were supporting this disallowance last week, and now today we find out that they are not going to support it. And in doing so, the Liberals are letting the government off the hook. And let me explain exactly why that is. Because in an attempt to make it seem like they're not letting the government off the hook, the Leader of Opposition Business has just revealed in her speech the Liberals are going to table a private senator's bill on this matter, which will no doubt contain a broader cash mandate than currently exists. Now, we all know what's going to happen there. If it's a decently drafted bill and it does contain a broader mandate, I'm not going to speak for One Nation, but you'd assume they'd support it. We'll have a look at it. You could assume we'll support it too, and it will get through the Senate. And you know what's going to happen then? It's going to go down into the House and it's going to die a miserable, lonely death down there, and it'll never be brought on for debate because the government's got the numbers down there, so it'll never become law. What you could have done was vote for this disallowance today and force the government back to the table to bring in an appropriate mandate on cash that was far more broad in scope to the one that they've currently proposing. And the reason they're not going to be forced back to the table is because the opposition have squibbed it today. That's why. the government has been let off the hook. And Senator Cash can spare the chamber her crocodile tears and her hand-wringing about cash, because the very reason that people are not going to be able to, not going to be mandated, the very reason that cash is not going to be mandated for things like data, for things like communication services, for things like energy bills, is because the Liberals backed down and squibbed it today. So when people contact us, and boy are the emails flowing on this issue, I can tell you, you can be very sure we'll be explaining exactly why the Greens supported this disallowance to force the government back to the table and bring in a far more broad mandate on cash. And we'll be explaining exactly why the government is not being forced back to the table, and that is the opposition completely squibbed it.
That really just underscores there is a quality of the debate to be had for those who actually really care.
Yep. Exactly. And they are, the Greens had come to this with an open mind, right? And they were persuaded by the arguments that people such as me and experts like Dale Webster had put up, people who knew the issue very well, right? They were persuaded by that, and they took their position accordingly. The last clip to actually play, Martin, is Senator David Pocock, who's the independent representing the ACT, because he's someone who's not ideological at all, really. And he was also persuaded by the arguments. And just listen to his contribution, because it shows you he was able to absorb the essence of the issue, and he took a very good stand. And he has a very good description of what the problem is out there, right? And this is a guy that, you know, if you don't have an ideological agenda and you don't have vested interests pushing you in one way, right? He's an example of coming down on the right side, and it was an excellent contribution that he made.
Senator Pocock.
Thank you, President. According to Choice, 65% of Aussies still routinely carry cash. It's an everyday support for people in regional areas, for older Australians, and for people with a disability. This cash mandate that's up for disallowance, as has been discussed, declares that only large supermarkets and petrol stations are essential, and that doesn't cut it. And the power of the Senate is to disallow this and actually send the government back to the drawing board to ensure that people who currently still want to use cash, still need to use cash, can actually do that. Why does the government, and now the coalition, through their vote, they may say otherwise, but in not actually sending the government back to the drawing board, they're essentially saying one thing, doing something very different. Why don't they think medication and medical supplies are essential? Public transport, not essential. Utilities, not essential, according to them. Children's clothes, not essential. Here in the ACT, you can't go to Access Canberra and pay with cash. That just seems totally ridiculous to me. If you are living on the street and need to get an ID or do anything at Access Canberra and don't have a bank card, what are you meant to do? We can say, oh well, sucks to be you, it's a cashless society. That does not cut it. We have to actually ensure that we're looking after people who currently use cash, want to use cash, or do not have the ability to tap and go, like everyone in this place, I'm sure, does. When you look at this mandate and the impact that it has on regional communities and First Nations communities, you have to say it has a disproportionate effect. And we've seen in the other place, the member for Kennedy, Bob Catter, talk a lot about the need to actually protect the ability to use cash. Along the 1,200 kilometre stretch of the Sturt Highway in the NT, as I understand it, and members from, senators from the NT will be able to correct me here, there's only one large supermarket. Otherwise, it's small grocers. So there's only one place along that 1,200 kilometre stretch that's mandated to take cash.
And you want to stop that?
Why do we not have a plan to protect access to cash? Disallowing this actually forces the government to go back, to the drawing board. And it's amazing hearing from former cabinet ministers arguing that that's not how things work. That if you disallow this, that nothing will ever replace these regulations. Everyone knows that isn't the case. Everyone knows that there have to be regulations in place. So let's do that as a Senate. Since 2017, 2,000 bank branches have closed. More than 8,000 ATMs have disappeared. Yes, for many, using a card, using your phone is more convenient. But for many other Australians, that simply isn't a possibility. And so I do thank Senator Roberts for bringing this forward. I think it's important that the Senate actually looks after the Australians who currently want to be able to use cash.
On the point I want to make, Robbie, when you look and think about all of those clips, is that there are some of the smaller parties who really get the issues and are not actually influenced by those external factors. But then the uni parties, you know, well, you can't really trust a word they say because they are completely in the pockets of those large corporates. And I come back to a very simple question. What is Parliament for if it's not to look after the interests of ordinary Australians and ordinary businesses? What is it for, Robbie?
Exactly. What is the purpose of an economy if it's not to serve the people? Right? What's the purpose of Parliament if it's not to serve the people? Not only are the uni party owned, Martin, they're dishonourable, because I think you should put up an image of the Senate chamber when they actually took the debate a few minutes after David Pocock stopped speaking. And what you'll see in there is how many empty seats there are, because what happened was, as soon as they called the debate, almost every member of the coalition who had sold out from their position a week before left the chamber and didn't debate. And only two stayed in for the actual vote to vote against the disallowance motion. And that's our favourite Senator Jane Hume, the Senator for Bankers. No big surprise there. She joined the vote for the banks. And Senator Anne Rustin, another Liberal Senator from South Australia, who I'd seen at one of the South Australian hearing on the branch closure inquiry. And I saw then that she was very much in the tank of the banks. But then a third Liberal Senator stayed in, and that was Senator Alex Antic, but he crossed the floor. And this is big news. It should be in the news today. No one's covering it. But a Liberal Senator crossed the floor and voted against his own side to support this disallowance motion, whereas the rest of them fled. All the Nationals, almost all the Liberals fled so that their vote wouldn't be registered. They knew that the Labor Party had without them there, they knew the Labor Party had the numbers to defeat it, and they left it so that their vote would not be registered and there wouldn't be a photo of them voting on this thing that Senator McCash had almost cried, tried to pretend she was almost crying to indicate was so important to their very souls. Won't anybody think of the children, right? It's a charade. It's a con. This is the poison we've got to get out of politics in Australia and get our parliament back to serving the people.
Absolutely. An object lesson in the way that politics is actually made at the moment. The sausage stinks, and therefore we need a new sausage.
That's right. Exactly right. So listen, it's a victory to them, but it's a Pyrrhic victory. Because in pulling this off, they've once again shown their hand, right? Just how much they're in the tank of the banks, both major parties. And look what's happening to them in the polls. They are sinking like a stone. And yes, it's all going to One Nation, but as the polls analysis shows, it's not because everyone's suddenly in love with Pauline Hanson. It's because they're so disgusted with this major party, uni party gang, right, that they're willing to vote for anybody outside of that. And One Nation's the option that they're being given the most. And it was One Nation that put up this motion. Good on them. But this it's actions like this that's going to seal the fate of the major parties. And that's entirely their choice. And it couldn't come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to keep doing this. The Citizens Party, Martin, will continue to fight for these strategic on these strategic issues to keep exposing the power of the banks and this corporate oligarchy so we can get it out of our system and become a true democracy with a true parliament that represents the people.
Well said, Robert. Well, thank you for that. I know you want to go off and listen to Albo and his address to the nation, which of course will be... Yeah, but the point there is we know that the parliament is not working well. We know that some of the political decisions over the last 20, 30 years are actually against ordinary people, ordinary businesses. It needs to change. We'll keep preaching the gospel.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, Robbie. Take care.